Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. Pineapple Pizza by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, May 1981. When I began working on the Macintosh project in February of 1981, there was still only a single 68,000-based Macintosh prototype in existence, the initial digital board that was wire-wrapped by Burl Smith himself. It was now sitting in the corner of Bud Tribble's office on one of the empty desks, attached to a small 7-inch monitor. When powered up, the code in the boot ROM filled the screen with the word "Hello" in lowercase letters in a tiny font, rendered crisply on the distinctive black-on-white display. Dan Kottke and Brian Howard were already busy wire-wrapping more prototype boards, carefully following Burl's drawings. In a week or so, I received the second prototype from my office so I could work on the low-level I/O routines and interfacing the disk and keyboard, while Bud worked on the mouse driver and porting Bill's graphics routines. The next big step for the hardware was to lay out a printed circuit board. We recruited Colette Askeland, the best PC board layout technician in the company, from the Apple II group. Burl spent a week or two working intensely with Colette, who used a specialized CAD machine located in Bandley 3 to input the topology for the PC board and route the signals, eventually outputting a tape containing all the information needed to fabricate the boards. Burl and Brian Howard checked and rechecked the layout, which was tediously expressed as thousands of node connections, and after a day or two, they decided they were ready to send out the board for fabrication. We were hoping to get the first sample boards back before the weekend, but it looked like they weren't going to make it. Finally, around 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, they arrived. Burl figured that it would take at least 2 or 3 hours to assemble a board, and then even longer to troubleshoot the inevitable mistakes, so it was too late to try and get one working that evening. Maybe they would come in on Saturday to get started, or maybe they'd wait until Monday morning. While they were discussing this, Steve Jobs strolled into the hardware lab, excited as usual. "Hey, I heard that the PC boards finally arrived. Are they going to work? When will you have one working?" Burl explained that the boards had just arrived and that it would take at least a couple of hours to assemble one, so they were wondering whether they should start tomorrow morning or wait until Monday. "Monday? Are you kidding?" replied Steve. "It's your PC board, Burl. Don't you want to see if it works tonight?" "I'll tell you what. If you can get it to work this evening, I'll take you and anyone else who sticks around out for pineapple pizza." Steve knew that pineapple pizzas had recently replaced Bulgarian beef as Burl's current food obsession, which, as a staunch vegetarian, he thought was a positive development, and that Burl wanted a pineapple pizza pretty much every chance he could get. Burl looked at Brian Howard and shrugged. "Okay, we may as well give it a shot now, but I don't think we'll be able to get it working before the restaurants close." So Burl and Brian got busy selecting a board and stuffing it with sockets, carefully soldering them in place, while 5 or 6 of the rest of us, including Steve, sat around and kibitzed. Burl seemed a little tense and impatient, since he didn't like the pressure of bringing up a board in front of so many spectators. Every 5 minutes or so, he referred to the awaiting pineapple pizza, speculating about how good it was going to taste. Finally, around 8 o'clock or so, the board was assembled enough to try to power it on for the very first time. The prototype was hooked up to an Apple II power supply and a small monitor, and fired up as we held our breath. The screen should have been filled with hellos, but instead, all that was there was a checkerboard pattern. We were all disappointed, except for Burl. "That's not too bad," he commented. "It means the RAM and the video generation are more or less working. The processor isn't resetting, but it looks like we're pretty close." He turned to look directly at Steve. "But I'm too hungry to keep working. I think it's time for some pineapple pizza." Steve smiled and agreed that it was good enough for the first night, and it was time to celebrate. The 7 or 8 of us who stayed late drove in 3 cars to Burl's favorite Italian restaurant, Frankie, Johnny, and Luigi's in Mountain View, ordering 3 large pineapple pizzas, which tasted great.